So in this session, I'd like to offer a guided meditation on the theme of metta. And some of you may not know, but this is a Pali word which translates as boundless friendliness. So yeah, take your posture. Find a way to sit that's comfortable and upright and yet relaxed. And just sense into your experience as you land in your seat. However you're landing, however it is for you. In all of the practices that we offer this week, we begin right where we are. And just sense for yourself these words, boundless friendliness. How do they land with you? What do you notice? We're starting from this place, whether that's a feeling of sounds like a nice idea but doesn't really apply to me, or yeah, feeling very boundless, or maybe not feeling boundless at all, maybe the opposite, feeling very contracted. Just sense your own experience right now. This isn't somewhere we need to get to. It's a cultivation. And more than that, it's an orientation of heart. An orientation that we can use in our lives as well as on the cushion. And this boundless friendliness is firstly towards ourselves, also to all other beings we come in contact with, and also towards all experience. This quality is said to be without limit. Inexhaustible. So invite your body to relax. And see if you can also invite your mind to slow down. And just check in with the heart, sensing its tissues, its chambers. How's it doing right now? What's resonating for you? So this wisdom question as to what's happening, we want to know this. We want to know the richness and the fullness of our experience. Often what is needed is kindness. Whether it's an aching knee, or a broken heart, or simply a whirlwind of distraction and planning? Can we be kind to ourselves? Can we offer this boundless friendliness towards the whole of our experience, including the bits where we think we're not right or don't get it? So as you breathe in and breathe out, being sensitive to the entire body, the whole of your experience. Breathing in, aware of all the different sensations that happen as the body expands. And as you breathe out, see if you can soften into your posture, really allowing the body to land. Maybe having a sense of the ease that Jaya spoke about in the opening talk. And sensing whatever friendliness is present in you at this moment, and what the possibilities are. Not what your mind thinks the possibilities are, but sense it from your heart. Whatever's arising for you, can you offer this kindness? Can you attend to all parts of yourself equally, without distinction? Letting this sense of well-wishing land in the cells of your body. Just as all beings want to be happy, you too deserve this kindness. To be friendly to the whole of yourself. Not only the bits that you feel are acceptable, Everything in your experience can be held with this attitude of friendliness and warmth. You may sense places in you which are resistant or stuck. Can they be included? Can they be offered this warmth and friendliness? Can it be offered to the moments of confusion or distraction? This is a good-natured relationship we're cultivating with ourselves and our experience. Just as you might greet a friend or a pleasant neighbour, can you meet yourself in this way? If you notice some reaction in you to this idea of boundless friendliness, can you also be friendly to any reactions that show up? radiating and emanating. Allowing this friendliness to spread far and wide. Touching everything. Landing and soaking into everything. Letting your body feel these good intentions. There may be parts you don't feel quite so friendly towards in this moment. Include them. Any blocks or barriers you come up against. Continuing to offer this friendliness with an open hand. Just as the sun's rays lights up the clouds from millions of miles away. Even as it turns to the other side of the world, so too this friendliness, this intention can spread far and wide. Touching and warming all manner of people, all manner of things. Maybe you sense the warmth that this friendliness offers us. The softness, the sensitivity. If you sense that warmth and that softness, allowing it to touch any places in you which feel less friendly or are somehow rejected. All the places there might be sorrow or shame, anger or despair, or just simply a tightness, a contraction. Letting that warmth, letting that sensitivity touch those places, inviting them to soften. And I'm going to offer some words and phrases. Maybe you can imagine them dropping into a still pool of water. Feeling how they land. Feeling how they move through you. Sensing the resonance. And if you sense yourself tightening up in expectation, offer that tightness some friendliness too. Gentleness. Feeling it land. Feeling any ripples. Knowing how your whole organism gets impacted. Care. What's happening in your particular pool, as well as in the larger one that we all inhabit? happiness. All of these are words that give some other nuance to this boundless friendliness. Words can never really capture the full breadth, the full depth of what we're speaking about here. Radiance. Softness. Kindness. Sense what ripples there are for you, how this affects you. You don't have to become this right now. How is it just to be right where you are? Warmth. Ease. And the last one, rest. Sensing your own inner climate right now. Can these different dimensions of friendliness infuse the whole of your experience? Opening to the possibility that you can be full and ripe and plump with this friendliness.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.